Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
We are well into the winter months now, and you can feel it, can't you? That urge to get away. Maybe some beach time to warm up those bones of yours. Maybe a hockey sports kind of road trip. Well, when you pack your bags, make sure you don't forget Alberta Blue Cross. There's only one thing better than sharing memories, and that's making new ones. Alberta Blue Cross travel insurance protects your memories and more wherever travel takes you. Visit ab.bluecross.ca/travel for more information. Alberta Blue Cross, celebrating life's memorable moments inspired by hockey.
Hey guys, it's Pinder. Chatting about Charm Diamond Centers. Did you know that Charm's been Canadian owned and operated since 1972? And there's over 85 locations coast to coast to coast with Charm and their sister brands. Get this now. You want to get something custom made? How about custom ring building delivered in less than 4 weeks? That's unreal. That is the Charm Masterpiece Program, and they've got unbeatable pricing policies as well. Whether it's mine diamonds or Canadian lab-grown diamonds, check them out. For more information, go to charmdiamondcenters.com. That's charmdiamondcenters.com.
All right, gang, listen up. It's time to learn the pro pose. Coach?
Bend and snap.
Beautiful form. Nice arm extension. Facial expression? I could use some work. All right, let's see it. The pro pose. What's that guy doing?
I think that's the bend and snap.
That's a whole different deal.
Charm, home of the pro pose.
Oh!
Every all-star needs a sidekick to support them. Just like every Wendy's meal needs a six-piece of nuggets. Right now, Wendy's is teaming up with Daily Faceoff Fantasy to bring you weekly prizes like free nuggets, burgers, and more. So if you think you're an expert in all things hockey, prove it. And if you aren't already, start adding a six-piece to your Wendy's order for just $3.49. It's the dynamic duo even you never saw coming. Sign up for Daily Faceoff today, sponsored by Wendy's and the Wendy's app. And now, more of Afterburner.
Well, hey, gang. The Flames overcame a Montreal push and a very nervy end to the second period to earn a second straight win, 5-2, over the Montreal Canadiens. It's Afterburner. It's Cammy and Rhett. Rhett's joining us from his sickbed tonight, alas.
I got my blankie out, and I'm snuggled in. I'm feeling like crap.
He has the consumption.
Overconsumption.
But the fuzzy blanket fixes all. So that one was for Lanny, right? It had to be.
Might have been. Sure was almost emotional to watch the applause and seeing him back out there. This speaks to how well-loved he really is.
Totally. So that was Lanny's first game back at the Saddle Dome since suffering a cardiac event at the Calgary Airport when he was coming back from the NHL All-Star Game in Toronto. They gave him the shout-out on the Kipper retirement night. You know he would have been there if he could, but... You know, he said he's got some new hardware in the old ticker. He spent some time recovering at the hospital, recovering at home, and now I get to see him back where he truly belongs.
Yeah.
Greg, I cannot overstate how terrific it is to see Lanny McDonald back in the building. After a serious health scare following the All-Star weekend, he had bypass surgery and a standing ovation here at Scotiabank Saddle Dome. Well-deserved.
Well-deserved because... He's just a wonderful human being, and to have him healthy and back is great for all of us to witness. And way to go, Lanny.
Hell yeah, pal. That does hit you right in the feels.
And you could tell it was hitting him in the feels too. I mean, obviously he's had a few of those standing O's, but I think that one probably meant something pretty special to him.
A little extra meaning for him. And then mustache still on point, forever on point.
Maybe we're going to all have to grow one again just to show a little more support for Big Lanny.
I'm working on mine. How's it going?
Oh, it's great. It's a nice touch.
Just a tiny, a little peach fuzz. Yeah. All right, let's dive right into this game. We're going to go right to our Betway highlight of the night. You get the Betway app on your phone and bet the responsible way with Betway. It was a milestone night for Mr. Michael Backlund. We're going to go to his second goal of the night, 11 seconds in for number 11, scoring his 200th NHL goal. Let's see if we can take a gander at this.
I would agree, and he's just come right off that victory here in the first period. With
Flames had a couple of goals come tonight on strong plays built off the faceoff. This one comes off of a great centering pass from Blake Coleman to Backlund. He's in the slot. He's got a wide open net to tap it in. 200 NHL goals. That is no small feat.
No, for a guy that was injured a fair bit at the start of his career. And he's appreciative of that terrible rebound that Primo kicked out. But 200 goals, that's a lot to put in the back of the net. A lot more than I could have ever imagined. So, and he's not really known as a goal scorer, but 200, you're doing something right.
Yeah, even if he's not a goal scorer, it's been a big energy line for the Flames this year, probably their most consistent line, the one that you're not that nervous for them when they're on the ice, and it's nice to see him get rewarded, although a hat trick would have been cool if they would have been able to get him an empty net or something, because he only has one in his career, and that came years ago.
I wasn't even sure, because he had chances for a third one. I thought mm-hmm. he might get it.
Yep. So close. He did have another goal as well, which we will get to later in the program. But that is our highlight of the night from Betway. And right now you can get a free bet up to $200 if your first bet loses. So you make a new account, you scan this QR code on the screen and redeem your bonus. You place the bet. There's no minimum amount required. And if it loses, you will get a refund up to $200. You can use that money to bet on your favorite sports with Betway. So Michael Backlund, our highlight of the night. Of course, another thing that people are really going to be talking about is Dustin Wolf getting his second straight start. And it was another really strong performance for him coming off of that massive win over Vegas.
He was really good. He looked comfortable again. I thought he looked comfortable against Vegas, but even more so tonight. I mean, it's weird. I catch myself because I see situations where there's plays, even the one goal where he's looking to one side to try and find the puck and it goes in. Where the size thing, you can see where it comes up and might be an issue. But I think he plays so – I'm hoping that he continues to play so well at this level that it's just part of how he plays. It's just what it is. Like, you don't notice it as much as it goes along. Because there are instances where you're like, oh, if there was a bigger goalie, yeah, he might have caught that or it would have hit him on the shoulder, but it's going over the net. Blah, 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 blah. I think he'll get used to that as time goes by, and it'll just be the game he plays. But all in all, really back-to-back, really good starts.
Yeah, I think my mind went exactly where it did for you, too. I don't think his size automatically disqualifies him from having a successful NHL career, but there are moments where you see where he's going to need to find some strategies and some adjustments to his game. That Savard point blast tonight, you see him. Yeah, he needs to peek around players to try to figure out where the puck is and track it instead of popping up like we might see Jacob Markstrom do. We saw there were a couple little puck tracking issues with the San Jose game where, again, ugly score, no run support, goals he wanted back. I think we can throw that game out. But he's going to need to get these reps to, you know, kind of get those looks and figure out how he's going to adjust to these things at the NHL level. And he could have easily been swapped out for Vladar tonight, but instead he gets that chance to pour some concrete on the old foundation so we can keep on building.
Yeah, and I mean, obviously here's Patty Steinberg with the tweet or the X or whatever the hell they call them. But if you're going to have a 955 save percentage, you're going to, I think Coach Husk is going to be very happy to keep putting you back in there.
One guy who does not appear Huska is very pleased with is one Jacob Pelletier. So we had Greer and Kuzmenko drew back into the lineup tonight. Greer had been out for 18 games with a fractured foot after an ugly fall into the boards. Kuzmenko, it's been a couple of games with an upper body injury. But Pelletier and Dewar are the guys who came out. And those were the two guys who were basically benched against Vegas. They both had less than 5 minutes of ice time each. Scratch tonight, and Huska had talked about earlier this week that Pelletier has to play without fear, and you know this would have been a game with some added significance for the player. He's from Quebec City. This is the team that he grew up watching, and he'd been interviewed earlier in the day about his excitement about facing the team that he loved as a kid. So I don't know, that's a hell of a message for Huska to send. What does it say to you?
It is it's a hard one, but Husky can also go back in the room and talk to the kid and say, listen, I realize that, but you're going to play against these guys 50 times over the course of your career. This is one, I get that you wanted to play, I get that you're emotional about it, but my job is to put the team, it's about the team, and I'm going to do the right thing for the team. And if that's means sending a message to a kid to get his attention and get him focused on the right stuff, I'm okay with it. I don't, it's hard for the kid, but long term, it's not going to matter. If he turns out the way he's supposed to, he will play Montreal Canadiens plenty of times.
And maybe this would be a game that he can point to as a turning point. But when you hear a coach say you got to play without fear, can you break down like what that means for a player at the NHL level?
Well, I think you just have to know what your game is and do it. If you're worried about making a mistake, you will. You'll hesitate. You'll think. You'll be caught standing still. If you're just playing, like Pospisil just plays. Zari came up, just played. Those are two obviously really easy examples. But Pelche, if you get caught thinking and trying to make plays instead of just reacting and doing the right things, that's playing with fear. I don't think he means playing with scared to get hit or anything like that. I think he's talking about scared to make mistakes, which eventually leads to you making mistakes. It's a weird one of those weird things. The more you think about the mistakes, the more you're going to make.
Yeah, it's interesting to think about it from that side when there is kind of the fear of getting hit element. The Trouba hit is one obviously that comes to mind pretty quickly for Jacob Pelletier, where you know he had come off of such a significant injury and surgery where he might not want to be going back down that road again. But yeah, it could be a combo of the two. Or the, is there a hockey version of the twisties in gymnastics or the yips?
I think there is. I don't know if it's just called confidence. I don't think there's a special word for it, but you can see guys when they lose that confidence. Over stick handle, try to slow the game down. The game's going too fast. If you're just playing and reacting, you'll be fine.
And on the flip side too, it's like, who do you take out after that Vegas game? Because, I mean, with Greer and Kuzmenko coming back in, you have no business taking Dryden Hunt out of that lineup the way he's been playing.
No. And, I mean, it's not a bad thing for young kids to watch. And they're still up with the big club. And it's a great tool for Huska to be able to use when he's got almost too many forwards. And he can, they have to push themselves. You want ice time? I'm not controlling it. You guys figure it out. Real easy for Huska to sit back and go, you were good, you were good, you were good. You weren't, you're out. Coaches talk about all the time, having an internal competition. And that's what he's got going now.
Martin Pospisil getting mixed up in it again tonight. There were some really great offensive plays. There were some untimely penalties, a little bit of friendly fire. How did you find his ability to walk the line tonight?
I thought he was fine. The one thing I'll say is I think the refs and the league's out to send a message to him, like this situation right here. He's the one that walks away with a penalty. That's, at minimum, coincidental penalties. Mm-hmm. But I think the word's out, and the refs and the league are trying to get him a message across to him, and I think he's going to have to tread lightly for a little while.
I wonder how he takes that and adapts his game, because that's really been the hallmark and the thing that's kept him in the lineup too.
At some point, Conroy, I think, play the same way. I'm okay with him taking a penalty out time. Like Marchand does it. So guys that play on the edge, they're going to take penalties. I don't want him to stop taking those penalties. Well, I don't want him to take penalties. I don't want him to stop playing that way. At some point, though, Conroy and Huska are going to have to go to the league and the refs to go, we get it. We get it. There was a time, but you can't give him penalties just because. It's the NHL. It's if he deserves it, we're fine with it. But you're picking him out of a pile just because he's starting to get a reputation. That doesn't work for us anymore. They're going to have to advocate for that kid.
How many youngsters in the NHL this year have built up a reputation with the refs faster than Pospisil and Matt Rempe?
Not many. I'll tell you what, it's a little bit, not odd, but interesting, because I think that maybe that rough stuff had gone away for a while. But I think that then now they're seeing some of these kids make it in and try and make a name for themselves playing on the edge. I think it's because it was missed. And now the teams hadn't seen it. And they're like, when they get it, they're like, yes, we need this piss and vinegar. So I wonder if there's going to be more coming up through the ranks when all these guys are making names for themselves, and how there's a lot of criticism of that style of play. I'll tell you what, the guys in the room and the management teams, they like those guys. So I wouldn't be surprised if there's more managers looking for guys like that.
Gets the people going. This is a wild stat that was brought up on the broadcast tonight. Calgary has had a league-high 15 defensemen play for their team this year.
That's a lot of D.
That is a lot of turnover.
You don't go into a season just thinking you're going to have to put out 15 different defensemen. I don't know what kind of what the record would be, but that's got to be starting to get up there.
Yeah, that's a Pike question. Pike can research that tonight and report back to us. But the D were huge tonight offensively. Mackenzie Weegar, scoring has been a huge part of his game this year. He ends up with 3 assists, including on Miromanov's second as a Flame. He made a great play to go down low and fired the puck nice and high for Weegar. There he is, heading down behind the net, and he just kind of places himself in the right spot to get the rebound, and Primo doesn't have much of a chance on that.
No, I think I could have put that one in the net. So that's good for him, though. Get feeling good. I mean, and I think that's what they were hoping to get out of him was points and offensive production. So it's good to have the guy contributing the way you'd hoped.
Did Greer or Kuzmenko have much of an impact for you tonight?
I thought Kuzmenko had a couple chances to score, and when you've got that sniper's touch, any shot kind of puts the other team on edge a little bit. So, but one game, not really. It didn't look like they controlled much of the play. I'll say this. The whole team, I thought, to be honest, both teams were a little bit sloppy, and it almost felt like they were just a split second or a half second off. There were a lot of plays to be made that if they'd happened when they should have happened, would have been really good plays, but they were a split second too late and there were sticks getting in the way.
It's crazy what that split second of hesitation will do to a play.
Oh, it's
life comes at you fast.
It's everything. Yep.
All right. We are going to take a quick break here. When we come back, we're going to get to your DoorDash Hunger for More, take a look at the road ahead, and dig into the situation with Martin St. Louis. All right. Stay with us, folks.
Greta, it's our home away from home for Afterburner. We'll be there for live watch parties throughout the season. Should be your spot regardless, before, during, and after the game. Grab a cocktail, something from the menu, let the games begin, or maybe you get into the game yourself. Over 50 arcade games from vintage to state-of-the-art. Load up some credits on that Greta game card of yours and get at it. Greta Calgary, located at 213 10th Avenue Southwest. Check them out online, gretabar.com.
It's nearly the best time of the year. Playoff hockey is around the corner, and I'll tell you what, the Grey Eagle Resort and Casino is the place to be. Cheer on your favorite teams with us at the Stage Bar. Enjoy the big game, one of those huge screens over the bar with friends, drinks, and delicious food. Let's go. Visit GreyEagleResortAndCasino.ca for more information. Now, while I've got your attention, let me tell you about the happy hour at the Grey Eagle Resort and Casino. Let's make the most of the day and spend your afternoons with great drinks and food. Join us at the Stage Bar and Blaze Bar and Grill for our new happy hour every day, 2 till 5. Enjoy food, drinks, all starting at $5. Make the most of your days. Visit greygoresortandcasino.ca for more information. If you're thinking of buying or selling your home in the Calgary area, there's one guy you've got to talk to. That's Derek Newman of the Derek Newman Real Estate Group with CIR Realty. Buying or selling doesn't really matter. Derek does it all. He's a volunteer in the community, active in sports around the city, whether it's golf, curling, huge Flames fan. So talking sports or talking about the real estate market, definitely give him a shout. He's approachable, trustworthy, and hardworking. Also, Derek's got a pretty vast network. He's even got access to some homes often that aren't even on the market yet.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
And you can ask him about his complimentary home staging consultation as well. Buying or selling, call him or text him right now at 403-619-6661. Derek will make it easy for you. Get Derek and his network to work for you. That's Derek Newman. Email him at dnewman@cirrealty.ca. More post-game reaction right here. We're back on Afterburner.
Oh.
Yeah, that's us.
I don't know. I can't hear the commercials. It's throwing me off. And it's not because I have Stanley cup rings in my ears.
You could put somebody's greasy head pins in there maybe, but...
Oh, you should see the broadcasting earpiece that I have is horrible. This one straight up looks like, it looks like a butt plug. And the other kind are like ribbed for nobody's pleasure. They're the worst earpieces in the world.
Oh, fun.
But it's what we got. So
high quality stuff.
Nothing but the best at Afterburner, tell you what. Forgot to give Pospisil some extra credit in that first segment there. He did also get his seventh goal of the season. Kadri had a nice pass to Huberto on the doorstep. He was able to finagle the puck around and set up Pospisil. He came flying in there
for his seventh. I'm still happy to see. That was a great pass by Huberto. It's what I was trying to get at while he was making that pass was I'm happy to see him score some points. I mean, we've been down on him a lot, and I don't give him a lot of credit, and I don't know that he is ever going to be worth 10 and a half, but at least he is contributing offensively.
Again. It's been on a real good pace since Christmas, where it was up around a point a game for quite a while there.
Yeah, if we could keep that up, boy, would that change your attitude towards him.
Hot dang. Hungry for more of that, and hungry for some other things with DoorDash. They got pharmacies, they got bakeries. Restaurants, you could even get some medicine for your illness.
That's maybe not a bad idea.
Yeah, that needs to show up on your doorstep by the end of this show, tell you what.
Some of that sleepy medicine stuff. I'm ready to pass out with that.
Good night. You do just like Red is now. You open the app, you choose what you want for where you want, and everything will be left outside your door, the contactless delivery setting, and Double Dash will let you order from multiple places in the same order with no extra fee. So everybody gets what they want. I was well fed tonight for my hungry for more. I was very impressed. It was this version of the Flames power play, please. Like, granted, you are up against one of the worst kills in the league, but my goodness, that has to be good for the confidence.
I was going to say, when you're not that good on the power play, you don't give a shit what you're up against. Anything, you end up with some goals and some points on the power play, you're taking it. Thank you very much.
See, yeah, layer. Yeah, power play goal in this economy. Andrew Mangiapane in on it as well. First one, he had a loose puck under pressure. Again, gets it back to Uyghur, the long shot, and Backlund opened the scoring to make it 1-0 Flames, and that was his 199th career NHL goal. And as they were announcing it, they mentioned that it was 80s night at the Dome, and Backlund is now the only player there born in the 80s.
Oh, boy. I don't like hearing Inkies. That stuff. I still remember being a bus of my rookie year, guys saying, oh, you'll get old one day. And I'm like, please.
Young forever.
Kid forever.
I thought I was getting old, but then I got ID today and I wasn't able to buy my old days. So
very, made you very happy.
I was very happy, but sad, but very happy. And then the Flames, they went 2-for-3 on the power play today. The second one was big. That was restoring the 2-goal lead. Tic-tac-toe passing play off of the faceoff. Kadri gets that nice little faceoff win. They had that perimeter passing. And Huberto, again, really nice feed from basically on the goal line. And Kadri's there on the doorstep to keep it going.
Yeah,
Kirinovich also hit 50 points on the season with the secondary assist on that one.
Who hit 50? Sorry?
Sharangovich, 50 points.
He's impressive, Sharangovich. That's looking better and better all the time to me. But Huberto didn't hesitate, got it there. Kadri times it. Again, I know Montreal's penalty kill is no good, but why can't it seems like the power play should be able to do that stuff more often than it does.
Well, it goes back to what you were saying earlier. Sometimes there's just that extra beat that. Once you hesitate, it is too late. And they didn't hesitate once on that play, and it paid off.
Yep. Just like off the drop of the puck in the second. So good stuff on. Good on them. Hopefully they can continue it against better competition.
The better competition is on the way. So that was my hungry for more. What are you hungry for more of?
I'm hungry for more defensemen. Apparently 15 is good, but why not more?
Greedy.
Let's see how many we can play in an NHL in one season. That's crazy. So I'll be hungry for more defensemen. 15 is not enough. Plus, I'm wondering if some of them are going to be able to handle next year or have long-term careers in the squad.
Yeah, there's some bubble guys there.
Yeah,
some bubble guys in the mix there. That is hungry for more. And what's that?
All you can hope for is ice time and a chance.
Do the best you can with the tools you have. You all know the drill by now. You know what the code is. Nation 25 for 25% off and zero delivery fees on your first order of $15 or more when you download the DoorDash app. Dash that for the win. Now, it was a little bit more serious, the tone between periods tonight when they went back to Elliott, because obviously there was the emotion of Lanny being back in the building after a pretty serious health scare, but also Martin St-Louis not behind the Montreal bench as he's away from the team indefinitely for family reasons. So unfortunate to see. Hope everything is as okay as it can be, and St-Louis will be in a position to be with the team again soon, and that his family has support where they need it with whatever they're going through right now.
Yeah, we don't know what it is for sure, but hopefully it's nothing too major and he gets back to coaching behind the bench. Personal side, you're all for him. I'm still jealous or mad at him for scoring that goal in game 6.
Still salty.
Still a little bit upset.
Doesn't touch. That's all right, though. So, best wishes for St. Louis and his family now. Taking a look at the road ahead, brought to you by Village Honda and Northwest Auto Mall, and online at villagehonda.com. New in-stock inventory on the ground, and start your automotive adventures at Village Honda, where new vehicle pricing is MSRP. Now, they're going to wrap up this homestand on Monday. They got the Capitals. It's a 6:30 start. Washington is still chasing a spot. They've had some pretty up-and-down results recently.
How far out are they? I can't even remember, because there's been times during the year where I'm like, these guys are dead and gone. And then they kind of, you look at it and you're like, oh, they're still kind of hanging around.
They got 71 points right now. Detroit is currently in the second wild card spot with 74, and Washington has two games in hand.
Ouch.
They're five. Washington's 5-4-1 in their past 10.
I would not have expected them to be that close.
Right.
Not at all. I thought they were, honestly.
Yeah, I would have guessed Buffalo would be closer, honestly.
Well, I've heard about it here, and they played Detroit this afternoon and lost. I actually looked it up because everyone in town was like, oh, we're only 3 points out. And it's like, you're 3 points out, but they've played three less games, and there's three other teams between you and the last spot. So that's a lot to make up. There's a bit of a false hope, so. But Washington seems to. I'm shocked that they're there. I thought they were in the let's just get Ovi goal mode for the rest of the way.
And that's such a sad way to hit it.
I don't want him to now. There was a point in time where I was kind of cheering for him, and now I'm like, nah, it's Gretzky. Let him have it. Let him keep it.
I don't know. It's like that meme where you see online. I was like, please. Let me die. That's what it's going to feel like, dragging him to that record.
I think it is, because we watched him earlier in the year, and I actually mentioned it, how it looks like he's significantly slowing down, and he's only interested in ripping shots from the one-timer position, which is obviously what's made him famous. But what are you watching?
Sorry, I'm actually looking at the Washington game right now. Vancouver's up 1-0, but Washington, I couldn't see who was in net, but insane poke check.
Nice.
Like flying out of the net, Marc-Andre Fleury, aggressive poke check.
I could tell by your facial expression.
It was a good one. Highlight of the night. Just kidding, it's still Backlund. So, yeah, that's the Capitals coming up on Monday, a 4-day break.
It seems odd.
That's very long.
That's a long time. I mean, if you were in a playoff position, that would be great. Mm-hmm. You would be very happy to have 4 days to kind of regroup, and if there's any bumps and bruises, get rid of them. But I'm sure the Flames won't be disappointed to have some days off as far as the players are concerned, but...
Well, they want to get ready for the next one, because after that, it is a quick little one-game road trip. They're off to Vancouver to face Elias Lindholm for the first time, and Nikita Zadorov, and the rest of the Canucks.
Well, be a fun battle. Obviously, the teams fight for different things, but always a bit of a rivalry, although I think some playoff series would help heat it up again.
But 2015 wasn't enough for you?
Mm-hmm. That's the one where Stajan scored, right?
Yeah.
I'm such an old fuddy-duddy. I had my kids at that game, and we were leaving. I'm like, let's get out of here before the traffic. And we were leaving as he scored.
You're that guy. Wow.
Yeah. Way to go, Stage. Lovely goal.
Congratulations, Stage. Oh, yeah, I remember that game. Disappointing. I don't know. It was a fun series. It was a fun series. They came back in the end. Anaheim who creamed him in the second round, I think, yes. Though.
Yeah, it absolutely was.
Oh, yeah. So to Vancouver, do you go for a third start with Wolf, or do you flip this one back to Vladar, or could Jacob Markstrom be good to go again after a little bit of a break?
I think he'll
play again this season.
Oh, yeah. I think that's all up to I think if Markstrom's healthy, he plays. If not, you play Wolf. I don't think you got a kid that's kind of feeling it a little bit. You do want to find out what you got in him. I think you absolutely keep playing him if Markstrom's not healthy.
So where does that leave Lidar?
As a backup.
The backup.
And I don't. It's terrible and it's sad. It would be great to be able to figure out what to do with him or to get him some games to find out what he really is. But he's not your focal point. Mm-hmm. Right? If Markstrom wants to stay hurt, you might have enough games to slide him in there.
It's getting close. Into the home stretch now. So that's Saturday. That'll be the first of a back-to-back for the Flames. They have not won the second of a back-to-back yet this year. And they're back at the Saddle Dome to host good old Buffalo.
That's right. Rob Ray be in town, raiding my, be into my house, stealing things since I'm not there.
Just rearranging things?
They're on a long road trip. Boom, Byram's look real good since coming over. I think they're on a 12-day road trip, which started today in Detroit. So, long one for the Sabres.
Yeah, disappointing too. They opened the scoring like Tage Thompson's elite. Dillian, great. But, yeah, for whatever reason, still just not able to put it all together.
I think it's season 13 without playoffs, if I'm not for the poor Buffalo Sabres.
I thought they were going to be nasty when they signed Christian Ehrhoff. And then it
all went and blew money on everybody. That went sideways quick.
Yep. All right. That is the week ahead of us with Village Honda. They've got a huge selection of used vehicles, all makes, models for all budgets. They have more than 70 units on site, but they can access over 400 more in their dealer group. They're worth the trip. Go check it out. Located in the Northwest Auto Mall and online at villagehonda.com. So how are you feeling, Rhett? Do you got a couple of questions in you, or is it time for you to just I can't remember the name of like any cough medicine right now. I was trying to, there's one that starts with an N and I'm like, nicotine? I'm like, no, that's not it.
No,
that also might make you feel better. But.
Yeah, maybe. I'm up for anything right now. Give me two questions and then I'm out.
All right, a hot two questions, and then we're calling it a night. Hit us, Jack. What type of extension would you offer Wolf on July 1st?
Oof. He's got another year left on his deal? Or he's an RFA? I don't even know. I thought about that.
Oh, I just clicked off of the Flames on Cat Friendly.
You know, very smart person. Big time, Carter. I can't answer that. I need to see him play a few more. Mm-hmm.
No, there has not been a good enough sample size or enough runway to see. NyQuil. Yes, thank you.
I'll crush some NyQuil. Thank you. I'm on it. Yeah. I don't mean to, it's kind of dodging the question, but I think the Flames are happy to pay that kid. If they can go watch him play the next, say he gets 10 games and they get some real confidence that he's doing it again at the best level. We don't have to worry about this. We worried about it in junior's size. We worried about it, his size in the American League. He overcame both and was an absolute monster. If he does it again he doesn't have to be an absolute monster, but it will alleviate some of your fears and hesitation as to what you're going to offer him moving forward. If you get
maybe a little too early to call it a prove it deal. He is an RFA after this season. This is the final year of his ELC.
Well, and I don't know. One of the things I could do is just say, well, take what you can get.
All right. We'll finish out strong. One more question, Jack. Can we get Rob Ray on the show when the Sabres are in town? Can we?
It depends. We'll have to. What day do they play the Sabres? A Saturday?
Sunday.
Then no, because there's no way they're sitting in town from on the Friday would be the last day of the show. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'll do my best and he'd probably do it, but I can't imagine they're in town when we'd want them to come in.
Rope them into an afterburner, maybe?
Yeah, maybe. If they stayed over, but I doubt they will.
Mm-hmm. All right. That'll do. You know what? Let's just enjoy the win. Enjoy the win and enjoy our Saturday night.
Hey.
Rhett will heal up.
Yeah. Happy St. Patty's Day tomorrow.
Right. It is St. Patty's Day. Are you going to drink green beers tomorrow?
I'm going to puke green puke probably is the way I feel.
Pure bile.
Yes.
Bile exiting Rhett's body. Ugh. What a note to leave it on.
Yeah.
But anyway.
Have a great St. Patty's Day, Cammy. Have some fun. You too, Jack. Go Steelers.
I think the only green I'll be consuming tomorrow is like spinach in a smoothie.
Try
to start the week off right.
Don't pretend. That's not a St. Patrick's Day meal. They don't do that.
I'm not going to a bar. I did my time downtown this weekend. We went to, on Friday, we went to an adult puppet festival.
Oh boy. This is a different Afterburner story then. Or segment show.
Everybody loves puppets.
Yes.
It was at a Legion too. An adult puppet show at an old Legion.
Oh boy.
Legion 1.
Well, like I say, if I was feeling better, I might be happy to attend. The way I feel right now, I'm not sure I'd be any fun.
There was a nude puppeteer and someone in a full, like a cat puppet costume with a vocoder singing an absolutely unhinged version of Memory from Cats.
I don't even know what that's.
Memory all alone in the moon.
Oh, okay. Yes.
Yeah, you know it. You know it. Just the one line. All right, this is what happens when you take a break from sports to support the arts. You have a great damn time. Great damn time. But in any case, thanks for doing this, Rhett. You easily could have tapped and gone on to IR, but you toughed it out. It was a fun 5-2 win. Great to see Lanny back in the building. Milestone night for Sharon Govich with 50 points. Michael Backlund hits 200 career goals. We're going to enjoy that. We're all going to enjoy St. Patrick's Day and Barn Burner. Back on Monday for a Capitals game day. Thanks for joining us, everybody.
Thanks, Cam.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win. And support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
Hey, marketers. Want a matchmaker to set you up with your perfect audience? Well, look no further. Get intimate right away with host-read sponsorships with Acast. Use Acast's self-serve ad platform to search and partner up with a podcaster or two from our network of more than 100,000 shows. Have them sing your praises in their own words. And get their listeners ready to be wooed into loyal customers. It's the ultimate loving endorsement. Book host-read sponsorships with Acast. Head to go.acast.com/closer to get started.